Hey guys, how you doing? It's B, Brian, whatever you want to call me. I'm here. It's episode 14. I can't believe I have recorded 14 episodes. And it's been a journey. It's been a learning experience. And part of me thinks I'm going to go back and check out the first 13. That's a lot of hours. But I want to hear the progress. And I'm throwing it out there, you know, at lifefromearthpodcast@gmail.com. If you think I am progressing or things are sounding better or more professional, constructive criticism is always a helpful and wanted thing. A lot going on in life. Wow. You've probably been wondering, you know, there was a gap between 12 and 13 there for a while. Life is what happens when you're busy making plans. I've got a lot going on in life. Work as usual, been working a lot more, needing a lot more money. Who doesn't? But the cool thing is, I'm moving. I found a house. Now, it's no secret that on this podcast that I have mentioned that I am a big believer in The Secret. And you're like, oh yeah, that's that book about where you wish for things and it happens. And I'm like, no. It's about the laws of attraction, and it's about the things that you think about, you attract to your life. And for those of you that believe the Bible, which is a great book, I haven't read it in years, probably should read it again. I know that I am challenged in that area religiously. We're not going to get into that. I still want to believe. Part of me still does. But even in that Bible, it says, "Ask and ye shall receive." And The Secret is no different. Laws of attraction is no different. Ask and you shall receive. It's about attracting things into your life. And I have manifested a lot of things in my life. For one, where I'm at in my life, exactly financially I'm sitting. Where I'm sitting, you know, debt to cash ratio, I'm sitting really good because this is what I envisioned. You know, I'm driving a new car. And a few months ago, I started thinking, man, you know, if I could find an affordable home, I would like a small house because it's just me and my daughter now. My son has successfully graduated from a technical college. And he has started a job, and he's banging already at 19 years old. Do you know what I was doing at 19 years old? I was silent bobbing it over at the 7-Eleven, smoking cigarettes, and working at a convenience store, for Christ's sake. I was doing the same fucking thing. No direction, nowhere to go, living at my mom's house. Well, my mom and my stepdad's house. No direction, because I didn't really have anybody pushing me or helping me direct myself, so I floundered in the wind. And in life, I have made mistakes, and I have learned, and I have become the fifth. Oh my God, it hurts. In 6 months, I'm going to be 55 years old. The 55-year-old man that's talking to you right now. I never thought I would be here, you know, but how does this play into The Secret? Well, like I said, a few months ago, 6 months ago, whatever, I started toying with the idea, man, I'd like to have a small home. And I would periodically think about that. And am I loud enough? Am I clear enough? Let me try adjusting my levels here test one. Oh, how about that? That's a lot better. So, uh-oh, somebody's up. I'm podcasting, so she needs to shut up. It's okay. What are you doing?
I'm just going to let you know that Wes texted me to come in at 11.
So you're going to work 11 to 10?
Yeah.
My daughter is a workaholic. I love this kid.
I'm going to get 40 hours this week.
You're going to get 40 hours this week. All right. Well, go do... What time is it?
It's 9:30.
It's 9:30. Did you have summer school today?
Was supposed to.
Supposed to. I know. I let you sleep in because you work late. What time did you get home last night?
11:30, almost 12.
Why so late?
Because we had to close the kitchen.
By yourself?
No, it was me and Christina, and Rudy helped a little bit, but he had to do chicken area, and we had to do drive-through and prep and everything else and dishes. So.
Yeah, I was like... 10:30, was it maybe 11 o'clock? I'm like, F this, I'm going to bed. So I hope she's alive and coming home.
Yeah.
And I woke up this morning and found you in bed, and I was feeling a lot better about going to bed last night.
Yeah, Christina gave me a ride home.
That was nice. So 11 to 10.
Yep.
Zoink, Scoob. All right, well, go do your thing, and I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing here.
All right, yep.
Yep, ciao. That's my kid. Good work ethic. She gets it from her dad. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the secret. So anyway, I'm moving, right? And I've been thinking, oh, you know, if I could find a small home, affordable, not too big, blah, 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 stuff like that, I'm all about that. So I'm thinking about it, you know, and, you know, I would drive down the street because I deliver food for a living, because I like to sit in my car and listen to podcasts, listen to music, and not have to deal with anybody really in the public, no boss. Just sit in the car and here's your food, thank you very much, kiss my ass goodbye. It's actually more pleasurable than you think. Except for the days when there's a tornado warning out and you're delivering in the rain. But those days are few and far between. So one day I'm driving my daughter to her friend's house, and I see a for rent sign for a house. And it's a small little house. And I'm thinking, interesting. And for some reason it was just calling me. Calling on me. So I dropped the kid off to her friend's house. And it's right centralized, and it's weird how everything just kind of plays into this. It's right central location. It's walking distance from the school. It's walking distance from my daughter's job. It's walking distance from her best friend's house. Because we're on the other side of town and she's kind of prisoner here. So it's just kind of like this will all kind of play into it later. So after I drop her off at her friend's house, I think, well, I'm going to drive by that house one more time. It's calling me for some reason. So I drive by real slow, I'm looking at it, and it's a small little ranch style looking home, right? Drive around, it's got a nice backyard, 2-car garage. So I take a picture of the for rent sign, the phone number, and I go to work. So I call and I get the voicemail, and I leave a message. A couple hours later, I get a phone call back from a guy named John. And proceeds to tell me, you know, it's about 969 square feet, which is a small house, which is exactly what I was thinking about. And it's got a finished basement, which I did not know. Because when you're driving around it, how can you tell if it's got a finished basement or not? Because you're not going in. Duh. 2-car garage. And central air, new windows, 2-bedroom. I'm like, wow, this is sounding really cool. When can I take a look at it? And he goes, oh, you know, just come over here the next couple of days. You can take a look at it. So I go over, I mean, the next day or two, and go take a look at it. And I go look at it, and I'm like, wow, it's pretty nice. It's almost kind of too convenient and too nice how this is all playing out. And when I walk in, you know, I'm talking to the guy. He's like, you worked at Godfather's, right? I'm like, yeah. And I thought I recognized him, and apparently we both knew each other. So I'm like, wow. So we're making small talk and we're talking about the place and we're kind of hitting it off and getting a little rapport and kind of talking about how we know each other through where I work at. And so I said, so what's the next step here? He goes, well, I got 20 people looking at this. I said, 20 people? Holy shit. I said, why do you still have the sign up? And he's like, I don't know, because I'm taking it down today. He says, his phone calls are driving me fucking crazy. So I said, okay. And like I said, we talked a little bit, and he asked me if I had pets, and I said, not really, and I forgot the kid had a rabbit. But I don't think that counts. And he goes, well, good, no cats. He goes, I hate fucking cats. I said, dude, I hate fucking cats too. So that's not going to be a problem. And I'm allergic to it, so it kind of works out. The universe took care of me there, so that way I can't be around cats. So he says, well, you know, I got 20 people looking at this, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, I need to have my daughter take a look at it, so I'll call you in a day or two. And he goes, yeah, come back and look at it when she's not working. So I made the mistake of telling her about it, and she's like, oh, my God! It's perfect. I said, you haven't seen it yet. She's over at her friend's house, and apparently I texted her and told her because when we drove by the house, we saw the sign as I was dropping off at her friend's house. Remember, I told you that earlier? So I told her, I said, I called about that house. So she went over and stalked the house with her friend, told me how nice it looked and everything, and sent me pictures. I'm like, okay. So I called John back up and made an appointment to go see it, I think, that Sunday or something before she worked or after she worked. I can't remember. I'm getting old. My memory sucks. So we went and looked at it, you know, and we're walking around, and John's really nice, you know, and she's for sure, like, she's all about it. She's excited, of course. It's everything, you know, it's a home. You know, she's not living in an apartment anymore. So we're looking at it, and we're talking, and me and John are talking while she's looking around. And so then we're talking in the kitchen, you know, and so I said, what's the next step, John? And, you know, and he's like, well, going to fill an application out. And I could just tell, like, something was up, you know, the way the conversation was going was like, I think he's going to rent this to me. And we kind of made an agreement right there in the kitchen. It's like, boom, you know, I said, okay. So we kind of shook hands on it and said, you know, yeah, if you want it, you can have it. And I'm like, cool. So I guess we're getting this. And it just kind of played out. You know, I think him having someone he knows in here opposed to someone he doesn't know is kind of a good thing, which I told my daughter, I'm like, I think that's going to be a good thing. It's going to play in our favor. So then we ended up getting the house. And then he goes around to tell me everything about the house. Well, you're just going to pay gas and lights. Now, if you ever rent a house, you know you got to pay gas and lights and sewer and trash and mow the grass and shovel the snow and all that shit. So he proceeds to tell me, you just pay gas and lights. I'm going to pay the water, the trash, and the sewer. And I'm like, I was in sales, so that's where you shut up and let the guy keep talking. So I'm just listening. I'm like, okay. And I'm going to mow the grass, and I'm going to shovel the snow because my son does it. I'll just have him do it if that's cool for you. I'm like, that sounds great. Now, the house is like almost $1,000 a month, and for Iowa, that's pretty cheap. If you live on the coast, you're like, holy shit, $4,000 out here. Which is, you know, it's affordable. So it makes it even more affordable when your utilities aren't that bad. You just put new windows in it, so it's got new central air and heat. And I'm like, holy crap. This is like, this deal just keeps getting better and better. And it's like, oh my God. And then he tells my daughter, you know, I'd let you have a small dog. And he told me no pets. So I'm like, okay, so obviously he likes her. That was one of the reasons he also rented the house to us. So it was a bonus there. So now I'm looking at a dog in the future, but we're not jumping into a dog. I told her, I said, not that fast. Make sure things are going to work out of the house, because you get a dog, it's a forever thing, you know. And I don't want no big dog, and he doesn't want no big dog putting man poops out in the backyard since he mows the grass. So, we're looking at a dog. But the cool thing is, it's got a finished basement. And it's got this nice little cubby hole over there, and I'm thinking studio. So, we are going to get this podcast put into a little studio, not just this desk in the corner crammed in my apartment. So it's going to be an actual studio. So I'm excited about that. And it's got a washer and dryer, brand new, refrigerator, and stove. All those appliances go with it. And I get to use a 2-car garage. And he put a security fence up. He lives next door, which is kind of convenient. But he put a security fence up between the houses. He goes, that way we can have privacy from each other. I'm like, sounds good to me. So, not only is this house less than $1,000 a month, and I only got to pay 2 of the utilities, my daughter who's working, she's all excited moving in to cinch the deal. She says, I'll even pitch in rent, which I'm like, careful where you go there, because I'll take you up on that deal, because that's teaching and responsibility, and she's got a plethora of responsibilities. She's a good kid. I got lucky with all 3 kids, you know. None of them acted like I did at their age. I was a complete moron. So I got truly blessed there. And I try to remember that all the time. You know, I try to be a good dad. So anyway, in about 6 weeks. Well, actually, he's letting us move in early. So I'm like, holy crap. So I can start. So we're already packing, because I don't like to be a procrastinator, so we're already packing all the non-essentials. We got like 40 boxes in the kitchen stacked up already. So I'm like, okay, so we're getting ready to go. I've already scheduled a mover, because I'm 55. I don't move shit anymore. I'm sick of that, you know. But I am going to take advantage of, like, the early ability to take things over, so to lessen my mover's expenses towards me, to cheapen the bill. I told Sam, we're going to take a carload of boxes over every day for 2 weeks. That's less stuff for the mover to move, and that means it's less money he'll charge us, which makes it easier. But we're not moving any heavy shit. I'm not moving the 65-inch TV. I'm not moving my new electric glove seat I just got, which I spoiled myself. It's electric. It reclines back. It's got electric headrest. It's really nice. Sold my old furniture. So I'm thinking, okay, well, now I gotta give notice on the first of the month, because according to the lease, I can't leave my apartment. So, and this is where how shit works out. It's the universe, you know. People always give me shit about it, but you know what? It always works out. Not so much for the ex-wife, but she digs her own hole. She's karma. I don't want to see anybody have any ill will. I'm all past that, but you know, she does it to herself. Gets into a fight with my son, so now we already mentioned it earlier, you know, he just graduated college and he's rolling right now. And he's making decent money, and I told him, I said, you know, gets in a fight with his mom. I'm kind of jumping ahead of the story here. So anyway, he's living here now. So now there's 3 of us here. He got kicked out because he's a lot like me at that age. Very hot-headed, very vocal. And he doesn't put up with his mom's shit. And I hate to say, see, I told you so. But it's like, I want to say, see, I told you so, but I don't want to be a dick towards their mother, because it's their mother, and I try to be cool, but it's like, this is why we're not married. And he totally gets it, and it's not like I'm trying to go na-na-na-na-boo-boo, ah, see, I'm right, you're wrong, but it's just, you know, kids get wiser in their old age. They see how things really are compared to how they were told things were, supposedly, when they weren't. I guess that's all I should say about that. Ugly divorce, let's put it that way. So Karma is a real bitch. So now she's over there by herself. She's estranged from her oldest daughter, and I'm sure her and her son will work it out, but they just can't live together. And her youngest daughter can't live with her. She's living with me because of obvious reasons. So she did it to herself. So anyway, Kirk is on his own. I'm like, well, now he's here. And I'm like, well, what's the next step? Holy shit, I'm leaving. You should take this apartment. You can totally afford it because he needs a place to live. We sat down and figured his income and his outgoing. He can afford it. I said, you're facing trying to find an apartment because me and Sam have to put notice in the first of the month. That means you got 4 to 6 weeks to come up with your first month's rent, your deposit, find some furniture, because he has jack shit, nothing, squat, zero. And why would he? He lived at home. He's 19. He don't have anything yet. He hasn't established any credit, so who's going to rent him an apartment because they do a credit check? Nobody. So I said, you should be my roommate. And I will put you on here as my roommate. And you can just start paying the rent here, and I'll just keep my name on the lease. And after a while, I'll go to the landlord and say, hey, I'm going to move out and my roommate's going to take over, which they're going to be fine with that because that way the apartment's not going to be empty. They don't have to clean it. They don't have to put it up for rent. And the rent doesn't stop. And since the world is all about money, they're going to be fine because that way their money keeps coming in. So he's all like, oh, that's illegal. I said, no, it's not illegal. I said, it's kind of a loophole. I own this apartment, basically. As long as the rent is paid, I am the guy who owns this apartment. If I go to them and tell them that you're living here as the roommate, you're the roommate. I could have two places. I could still be here, back and forth. You're just going to be here more than I am because you're the roommate. It's totally cool. And as long as the rent keeps coming in, no one's going to complain. So, guess what? And this apartment, if you live on the East Coast or West Coast or anywhere else other than here, where else can you live for under $700 a month with a garage and all utilities paid? And I know you're saying, what the fuck? Seriously? Yeah, seriously. You can't. This place is ideal. It's in a little cul-de-sac. It's very quiet. There's not a lot of kids around. The landlord's hardly around. It's kept up. It's a nice place. All utilities included. So basically for $675, he's got a garage and he's got all his utilities. And it's got an air conditioner and it's cool in here. So if he wants cable or anything else, he's got to pay for that, which he can afford. So that's what's been going on. All these changes are swirling around, you know. And I've been so busy because of the move and the packing and working extra because this piece of shit car that I bought my son because it was a graduation present, but I didn't think it was a piece of shit car. But unfortunately, it turned out to be a piece of shit car. It's a money pit. It has been draining me. I had an SUV that I gave my son for a graduation present. And then, whatever, 3, 4, 5, 6 months later, the fucking transmission went out. So I felt guilty. So I went and fucking... I tend to be impulsive. I went and I was upset because my present was a piece fell apart and I felt bad about it and I wanted to give him something for graduating high school. So I went out and bought this PT Cruiser for like $700, which Blue Books for $32, which I should have fucking knew there was something wrong with it, but no, I just fucking impulsively bought it. And I put a lot of money into this thing. And I told him, I said, you're going to drive this fucking car forever. But the cool thing is, I know mechanics, and I don't pay those high exorbitant labor rates you go to garages. I know a retired mechanic who does labor for a third of what garages charge. So the car blue books for $3,200, and we're probably around $2,200 or $2,300 into this car. So it's still a profitable car if he wants to sell it. But then I told him you'd be a fucking idiot because it's got a new this, it's got a new that, it's got a new this and that, and another thing of this, and that's new, and this is new. You know exactly what you're driving. Why the fuck would you sell that car to somebody else, let them reap the benefits of that car, and then go buy another car? You have no fucking clue what's wrong with that car and start all over again. You know what you got. You can drive this thing for 10 years. It's like a 2004. It's only got 115,000 miles on it. The engine runs great. Everything else around it keeps fucking falling apart. But I think we're coming to the end of the fucking crisis. I mean, I've fixed just about goddamn everything on it. There's nothing left to fix. After this one, I think it'll be a brand new fucking car. So he's going to have basically a new car and apartment, 19 years old, making money. I'm like, dude, you are so fucking set up. Don't become a crackhead. Don't be fucking stupid. You're rolling. Don't fuck this up, you know, which he's not. But, you know, the dad in me has to tell him that because, you know, still 19 years old, and being on your own, you're going to be making more decisions on your own, so you need to think twice and then think a third time before you make any decision. Don't be impulsive like me. You already have my 19-year-old hot head, so you need to learn to calm that shit down. So then I try to talk to him about that and tell him, dude, you're exactly like I was, but I'm not like that anymore. Yes, once in a while I do blow up, but I think for the most part I do a hell of a lot better than I ever did. I tend to be more communicative. Ooh, nice big word. You know, I try not to yell at my kids unless they really piss me off or they get lazy or whatever. Or they just sometimes do what kids do. So that's what I've been doing. That's why the podcast have been slacking off. So I've been focusing on that. And since, you know, I've been thinking about doing the podcasting, and hey, here we are, we're podcasting today, I thought about the studio, and I thought, we should take this podcast to the next level. And like I was telling you on the last podcast, I think I'm going to get a co-host. And again, it goes into thoughts become things, but you also have to take action. You have to take action. You can't just wish, rub the fucking magic genie bottle and think it's going to fucking happen, because that's not how the secret works. Yes, it draws it in, but you still have to take action. You still have to be positive. You still have to think good thoughts, and shit will happen. And I think I'm making a believer out of my daughter, because she's like, you know what Dad said, the universe, and I caught her saying something about that. And I think she's starting to maybe see that there is something to this. Which is cool, you know, because she's seen we got the house. Kirk moved in. Everything just kind of starts to fall into place. I'm like, that's how it works. That's how it works. And she's seeing it. And I'm like, that's why you got to stay positive. That's why you got to put plans into action. You just can't sit on your seat and go, man, why don't I have $1 million? I think about $1 million all the time. Well, what do you do to make $1 million? You can't just sit on your ass, watch Netflix, and think about $1 million. That isn't how it works. You have to be responsible for your life. You got to fucking take it, you know, make a life. And then the universe will, you know, you attract that. Working is a positive thing, attracting positive energy to you. You know, then things start to happen. You just can't sit on your ass and go, that secret's bullshit, because I've heard that. It don't work. I've thought of things, and it don't work for me. Because it doesn't work that way, dumbass, because A, you're thinking about yourself. You're thinking about $1 million, which is greedy, is one of the seven deadly sins. It doesn't work that way. You got to be pure. You get pure of heart. You got to be clean. You got to be good. You got to be doing the right thing in life. Can't be, you know, an alcoholic or doing be a drug addict or whatever, you know, and wish for $1 million. It doesn't work that way. It's reasonable stuff, wishing for a home. It's those kind of things that you're going to attract. And then once you start attracting that stuff, it creates more positivity in you. You start to work more. You start to get believe in it more. And then you get the snowball effect and things start rolling and things start getting better. And that's exactly where we're at right now. And my daughter is starting to witness that, you know. Click, click goes the mouse. So, I just lost track where I was going with that. And my little tirade about the secret. Where was I going to go with this? I was on a plan route. Let's see. I talked about the house. Talked about the car. Oh, we're talking about the co-host in the podcast. So, and I'm getting long-winded. So that's where I'm. That's where I'm. All that I just talked about is leading to the co-host. So, taking action. Woo! Got back on track. That's goddamn good. Woo! Not bad. I got a few brain cells left. Getting back on track. Taking action. So, I'm impulsive, right? I said that. I put an ad on Craigslist. I went to Talent Gigs, and I posted an ad. And I said, local podcast, looking for co-host, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. And, oh, I should read the email to you because it's almost like she fucking read my mind. It was really weird. I'm going to talk to her at noon. I got to cut this off pretty soon. I got to take the kid to work. Oh, I still got 30 minutes. Take the kid to work. Let me find the email. So anyway, I'm getting a bunch. I put a Craigslist ad, right? And under talent and tell them what I'm looking for, and text me or email me. I'm looking to take my podcast to the next level. So I get this, and I got a few bites, I guess I should say. Where do you do the recording at? What's it about? You know, these one-word questions. I'm like, okay, obviously you're not serious, because if you're serious, you're not just going to send me one fucking word. So I'm still maintaining positivity, because, you know, it's hard, because I'm a very pessimistic person. I always say I'm an optimistic pessimist, and my oldest daughter goes, that doesn't exist. I said, for me it does, because I'm very optimistic, but I have pessimistic tendencies, so I say I'm an optimistic pessimist. It's a fucking joke. Sometimes she's like an android. She don't get it. It's a joke. Laugh. Ha ha. You guys are laughing. Optimistic pessimist, right? So I'm trying to stay optimistic in my pessimism. And I'm getting, you know, these texts or emails, one word question, you know, what's this, what's that, you know, what's it about, you know, how old are you? I said, well, I got a face for radio. How about that? So yesterday, actually, as a matter of fact, this girl, we don't use her name yet until we know if this is going to work out. We'll call her Peggy. Peggy sends me an email, and I'm going to read the email to you. I saw your Craigslist ad looking for a podcast host. And if you're looking for a sometimes sarcastic, skeptical, self-proclaimed humor writer who also happens to be a published author, I'd love to be part of your show. The interests that you listed are all pretty popular right now, and I can very easily either make shit up, research about shit, or whatever we want to talk about real quick, or we can just make fun of each other. And that's a good topic, too. And right now I'm smiling and laughing because this is exactly what I was looking for. And she continues on. She goes, either way, keep me posted on your podcast. It sounds like something I'd want to listen to. Yeah, I'm just going to read the whole goddamn chain. So I responded to her. Thanks for responding. When I was reading your email, it was like you were reading my mind. That's exactly what I'm looking for. I'm in the middle of a move and will be setting up a new studio at the end of next month. I will send you a link in another email to my podcast, since I'm not technically savvy enough to link it up on my phone here. That way you can hear how great, bad, or pathetic you think the show is. After listening, if you think you hear something you... we could hit it off, I would like to talk. If that sounds awesome, let me know. Brian. Okay. She responded again. Where's her response at? There we go. Gotta hit the button. So after I sent that, I go, here's my awesome podcast, Live from Earth on podcast on here. She responds, that sounds cool to me, Brian. Let me just be so upfront, though. I feel like maybe sometimes people in this part of the country like have that mind-reading thing, and then they are thinking it would be something other than the podcast we are talking about. So yeah, totally on board to have a funny podcast, but like everyone can read everyone's mind if they are on the same page about something and aren't a complete idiot? LOL. Also, sometimes you can actually, in capital letters, read someone's mind for real. Then you better run. I am laughing nervously, but joking too. Ha ha ha. If after you read that paragraph and you, capital letters, are still down to podcast with me, capital letters, holla. I will listen to that link you sent me. Thanks for sharing. Okay, and then I responded, okay, skim through the podcast tonight, then drop me an email and let me know that you're interested in taking this to the next level, LMAO. Then if you want, send me your phone number, then we can do some conversating to see how the talk goes. And if it smells like chemistry, not Walter White style, and we get something cooking, we'll discuss going to level 3. Now, I did the Walter White style because I wanted to see if she'd catch the Breaking Bad reference, which she didn't. I'm disappointed. Sounds good, Brian. This is her responding, obviously. I listened to your Kevin Smith episode, and it was way more entertaining than concerning. So I am on board for step 2 of this process, in which you are determining if I am a good fit to add to your podcast. My number is blah, blah, blah. So I respond, sweet. So what would be a good time to call? I'm off tomorrow. She responds, I know I do that. I'm sorry. Deal with it. She goes, how about noon? LOL. A 12 p.m. break in the day would be great for me if that works for you. Getting ready to call Peggy, and she may end up using her real name on the phone call, so after I get done with the conversation, I will ask her permission to broadcast this if it turns out good. I have no idea what's going to happen right now, so I'm putting her on speakerphone. I'm not going to tell her that I'm talking to her, and we're going to find out if there's chemistry here, how the conversation goes or whatever. So, yeah, this should be fun. This is taking the podcast to new levels. So we're... Are you on the edge of your seat? So we're getting ready to call Peggy. So when she obviously uses her real name, I will get permission after the conversation. I will call her back and get permission to use this as test 1, 2, there we go. I will get permission to broadcast this, because if we catch lightning in a bottle here, I want to capture it, and then it'll be fun to broadcast it and then, you know, segue her into this podcast world. So I got the phone number in the phone, and I told her I'd call her at noon, and it's 11:58, and I'm going to be one of those anal guys. I'm going to call her right at noon. I got the phone on speakerphone. I have it set up. I need to get something to drink. Hang on. I'm going to pause you just for a second. Okay, so it's 11:59. I have my iced coffee, and we are going to have a nice conversation with Peggy, and you will soon find out who Peggy is. See how things go with Peggy, and we'll talk about things. And I don't really have any questions. We're going to wing this. That's how I want the podcast to go. I mean, we'll have like topics, but we're going to wing it. We're going to talk about winging it. It's 12 o'clock, so let's call Peggy. Hope you can hear that.
Good afternoon, this is Lauren.
Lauren, what's up?
Hey, Brian.
This is Brian. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Do you notice how I call right at noon?
Yeah, I appreciate that, actually.
Well, that's good. You got plans today?
Am I tired today?
I said, do you have plans today? Because that's why you need the phone call at noon.
Yeah, well, I have to work this evening, so I just thought, you know, I was busy this morning and take my lunch break and then busy the rest of the day.
I am off today. So,
nice.
Cool. So you listened to the podcast, the Kevin Smith one. You said you liked that one?
I really did. It really made me laugh. Like, I just feel like everyone's like super into Kevin Smith, which he's like a good director for sure.
Exactly.
I don't know. It just seems popular right now, and then your spin on it was pretty funny.
Cool. Yeah, he's kind of like my inspiration that I started this, because he has the podcast network, Smodco, and he does a bunch of podcasts.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he's kind of my inspiration to start this, and then I just kind of bought this equipment, and I just kind of jumped in. Really don't have any experience. I'm just kind of winging this and having fun, I think I kind of like, I think I'm missing something. I think I'm missing the camaraderie with somebody that I can kind of bounce off of and make it more fun and have a different perspective on different things.
Cool.
So if you don't mind me asking a personal question, how old are you?
I am 36.
36. Okay, perfect. I'm 55.
Well, you sound young. I mean, you sound like fun, and you know what you're talking about, so that's cool.
That's why I try, you know. My kids may have a different opinion on that, but you know what? I make a concerted effort on that.
Right.
So what attracted you to the ad and for the podcast thing? What attracts you to that? I mean, is this something you've always been thinking about, or?
No, honestly, it's something that I was like, don't do a podcast. So then the opportunity, I found it on Craigslist, and I was like, okay, maybe I should just see what happens. I don't know. I feel like I've never been a podcast person. I'm still not really a podcast person, but it's becoming really popular. So I should probably quit knocking it and, you know, be open to it because people are into it. And after listening to your episode, it actually was. It was entertaining. I really liked it. Usually I listen to music and not people talking, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then I just liked the topics that you listed that you were going to cover.
Sweet. Cool. Yeah, I mean, basically, I'm looking for somebody. When I read your email about, I'm kind of looking for somebody because I'm a big 55-year-old geek, and to have somebody to be kind of like the counter to me, you know, the skeptic, because I like ghosts and Bigfoot and UFOs, and I don't know where you stand on that. But maybe if you agree with it, awesome. If you don't, that's awesome too, you know, to play off on that, you know.
I am absolutely a skeptic. I mean, I'm 36, and I'm still young, but not that young, so I've experienced some weird things, but I still am very skeptical. I don't think that there's a Bigfoot or UFOs, even if there's been times where I've questioned that. So I will really, you know, whatever you want to do, but I am very skeptical.
Awesome. Cool. And you said that you're a humor writer? Is that what you published? What have you published?
Well, I'm self-proclaimed humor writer, so it's not been confirmed by very many people, but I have kind of a network of blogs that I've done. I own a small publishing company. I have a children's book that's published, and then I wrote kind of a weight loss thing that's a joke, but I don't know, it's either a joke or it's serious, it just kind of depends where you're at. And then, yeah.
I'm kind of like a self-proclaimed podcaster. I mean, other people might not think I am, but in my world, I am.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a podcast and you're doing a podcast, so you're a podcaster.
That's true. I mean, I just posted episode 13 today, and I'm already kind of getting ideas for episode 14. I kind of put a bug on the tail end of today's podcast about a co-host, and what I did. Was I read our emails back and forth on the podcast today. I didn't use your name because I wanted to keep your anonymity. There we go.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I didn't use your name, but I kind of read it, and it kind of made it fun that, you know, I talked about how I'm a big person who believes in the secret, which is the laws of attraction and stuff like that, and I'm a big believer in that kind of stuff and how thoughts become things and shit comes around. And it's just funny that when some of the responses, damn it, hay fever. Sorry, excuse me. Some of the responses I got from my ad were like, "Where's it at?" One word questions. How long you been doing it? You know, I'm like, but then you sent me an actual email that took time to write and make an effort, and I was like, ding, 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 we may have a winner here, Johnny, you know?
Oh, awesome,
And then when I was reading it, I'm like, skeptic, self-proclaimed humorist, so am I, you know? So this sounds possibly intriguing. I'm pretty excited about it, you know, because I'm just like, God, how do you find a co-host? How do you find someone that you can bounce things off of and maybe build something? And my goal is, right now this podcast isn't making any money. It's basically just having fun. But I'm thinking, thoughts become things, that this is where it could go. And I'm looking for somebody that wants to make an investment in time and energy and try to build something, because if we start to get followers, we can sell advertising and we can actually make money doing this.
True. And I do want to be upfront right now.
Mm-hmm.
At the current moment, my only income is from a serving job that is not, it's still ramping up. I do have freelance capability, but I just lost a job a couple weeks ago now. And so things are really tough, so I unfortunately can't do any additional things creatively than I'm already doing for no pay.
Sure.
It sounds like a blast. I'm actually working on a small indie newspaper in the Quad Cities to promote this very type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I am working my ass off on trying to sell ads to support it.
Right.
With that.
Sure.
So this sounds like an awesome podcast, and I would love the opportunity to be a part of it, but I just can't do it unpaid, and I can't at this time, and I'm so sorry.
No, I totally get that. So, I mean, like I said, we're looking to invest in this, and if that's something that isn't going to work for you right now, I totally get that, because the person I'm looking for, I'm willing to, once we start selling advertising, we're going to split this 50-50 once we start getting income in. But I don't have the ability to pay a salary. I don't have the ability, because I'm investing money in the studio. I just bought a brand new computer, microphones, and podcast and storage and broadcasting. This stuff is actually costing me money to put it out there, to have it out there, you know, because it's not free. So that's my dilemma too, is that
I know, I feel like there's a lot of people in that dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
I can offer, if you really like talking with me and you think it's something that would work, maybe I reach out in a couple months, but keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would look for someone that's really close by to wherever you are that can, you know, be present for the podcast with minimal effort and just, you know, maybe however many episodes you're doing, like an hour a week of their time, and they're really close and they don't even have to, you know, drive. I don't know how remote you are. Well, I mean, how much of, well, again, and you would have to decide if my personality type would be something that would work with you, but I can't say that I am not very far away from where you are, so it wouldn't be an expense for me to travel there.
Right.
But I would just need to know how much of an investment of my time.
Basically, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, basically, my podcast runs about 45 minutes to maybe an hour and a half if I'm on a roll. It doesn't really last that long. And my preparation is I have, like, topics, and then I just kind of write them on a paper, and I just kind of go down the list and just kind of hit the things that I'm thinking about. It's not really scripted. It's more on the wing. So, like the person I bring on board, if we're talking and if we come up with ideas online or not online, but while we're conversing, we can write that stuff down and incorporate it into the show, stuff like that. But it's going to be a very winging it kind of thing, talking about different stuff, current events. I don't want to get heavy. I don't want to talk politically. I don't want to talk religiously. I don't want to talk sexual orientation. I want to keep it very, very upbeat, light, and fun, somewhere where someone can check out for an hour and a half, and just kind of laugh at some of this, our take on shit, or our differences on shit, where you can, like you said in the email you sent me, we can rip on each other, where, I'm kind of looking for somebody who can kind of, I have a borderline personality disorder. I'm very impulsive. I'm kind of a character. So someone that can call me on my bullshit, I think, would be funny. You know what I'm saying? And someone that can work with me on that and kind of hone that... what's the word I'm looking for? Teamwork kind of thing or whatever? I mean, do you know if I'm making any sense?
Yeah, for sure.
But that's what I'm kind of looking at. So it'd basically be like an hour and a half a week, or every other week, maybe.
Oh, cool. I mean, this totally sounds like something that would be fun. I would feel better if I make it through this month and I'm able to, like, work and cover my rent, because if I end up homeless and then I'm doing a podcast with some guy, I mean, that's like, that, I've hit rock bottom, that's pretty bad. So, and no offense to you, that's to my own life.
Sure.
Let me make it through to July and have paid my rent and still have a home, and then absolutely I would be open to this you're interested in working with me.
I totally am, and it's funny that you said July, because I was going to tell you, I am moving like 2 miles away to the west. It's not that much further.
Oh, well, that's getting into it then.
Is it? You don't have any transportation?
Yeah. Well, I have a car, but again, I've made some poor speeding ticket choices in the past, and
sure.
So I may or may not have a valid license. And I know you can still drive without a license, but I mean,
right. It's
not the best.
Well, and this is something that we could discuss. I mean, we could try. And I'm not looking to start incorporating anybody until the end of July, because I just rented a house and I'm going to be building a studio. So it's going to be a little more professional. I want to make it a little more structured. I want to, if we wanted to maybe, like, you have a day off in July, because I'm not moving until July 1st. So we're not probably talking until the middle of July or maybe even August till we try to incorporate somebody into this. So that maybe gives you time to get your situation organized. And then if maybe in July I can contact you and say, hey, I got the studio up now and I moved in. Do you want to come over on a day off and just do one and see how it works? If it doesn't work, it'd be like, you know what? Hey, that was fun. Thanks for trying. And if it does work and we both have fun, and maybe you can give me an hour and a half once a week or once every 2 weeks. I don't have, I'm not opposed to doing one every 2 weeks if it's got some structure, or not structure, but some meat to it, to where it's like, oh my God, everyone is waiting to tune in to see what these assholes are going to say next,
I do really like, that sounds funny. That really sounds fun.
Yeah. So let's do this. Let's keep in touch. I'm going to keep your number, and I'm still going to talk to people if they, you know, respond to my ad, but so far you're the only one of any real substance that had contacted me. And I will touch base with you, say, middle of July, and see how you're doing and see where you're at and what your train of thought is. And if you're still thinking, God, this could be fun, we'll try recording one. I mean, I'll even come get you. I mean, I'm not a rapist. I have 3 kids. I'm not a serial killer. I swear to God, you know.
And I just want to make sure one more thing that I have encountered previously, and this is like getting into your personal business, but I feel like people in this part of the country are looking to settle down with like a partner, like a wife, case, or a husband. I don't know, you're in orientation, but I just want to make it like so clear that this sounds so fun, and by this I mean just strictly the recording of a podcast. Like, I'm not looking to like build a relationship with someone and then you're like adorable, we have a podcast and then now we're married. And like, no. Please, I can't make that more clear.
No. Dude, you are, I don't mean to use the word dude, but that's how I talk. Dude, you are so safe. Trust me. I have zero interest in relationships right now. I just got out of one 2 years ago, and right now I just want to work on myself and have fun.
No, I
get it.
Rarely do they mean it.
No, I get it, because there's a lot of douchebag guys out there, you know, and it's, you know, how do you know I'm not a douchebag guy? All I can tell you...
I don't think you are a douchebag guy, because that would an even funnier podcast, and then I would know for sure that I'm safe.
Right.
So
all I can tell you is I have a 17-year-old daughter. I'm a single dad, and I know what it's like for females in this world because I see it through my daughter's eyes, and I can't make it any more clear than you are safe. You are so safe, okay. And you are not in any... I'm not going to put any hits on you, because I don't, you know, like Confucius say, you don't shit where you eat. If we end up having chemistry and this works out really well, dating or whatever with you would just fuck it up. And I don't want any of that.
Exactly.
This is a professional thing. And if we end up making it work and we can build something and build some audience and we can sell some advertising, the only thing that's going to happen for you is maybe you can make some money doing this and have fun doing it. That's all I'm looking for. I swear to God on a stack of Bibles, even though I'm not, I think the Bible's kind of fiction. But I swear to God, you're safe. You know, and I like I said, I know your trepidation because you're 36 and I've been kind of dating off and on after my breakup, and I just come to the realization about 2 weeks ago, I'm so done. The dating world totally sucks, and I just want to focus on my podcast, raising my daughter, and working. And I just work too much, and I just want to start having some fun. And this podcast seems to be an outlet for me, and I'm just looking for someone to come in and maybe make it an outlet for them, and we can connect over the podcast, get together a week, weekend, every week or every 2 weeks, whatever we decide is going to work, for an hour, hour and a half. And that's it, you know, and you can bring in some topics, I can bring in some topics, and we can just wing it. It's going to be a winging it thing, you know?
Cool. Well, I'm down with that, because I love winging stuff, so that sounds cool.
Awesome. So let me, I got your number, and I'm going to not forget you. I swear to God, you're going to hear from me in about 6 weeks checking up on you, and hopefully you're in a better place, and then we'll just go from there.
Okay, that sounds really cool, Brian. Thanks again, and... Even if we don't get to work together, like, I'm going to still tune in, and I hope that it works out, because it sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, you know what? You can still subscribe to my podcast and listen to it.
Very true. Thank you.
You're welcome. So it was a pleasure talking to you, and I will be in touch in about 6 weeks or so.
Okay, that sounds cool. Thanks so much, Brian.
You're very welcome, and thank you for giving me 20 minutes to talk to you, and hopefully... we'll see where this goes.
Sounds cool.
All right, you take care, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, you too.
Bye. All right, bye. I sent Lauren an email after our conversation that you just heard, and I was asking her permission, letting her know that I recorded this, and I wanted to make sure she was okay with this. Because... I wanted to be able to use it on a podcast. So, dang it, turn that off. It's making noise. So I sent her an email, and this is what I sent her. So I'm going to read this to you. So we keep it up here. Dun, 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 dun. All right. So I sent her an email after our talk, and this is what I said. Hey, Lauren, just wanted to say it was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for your time. I will contact you in 6 to 8 weeks and see where you are at. By the way, I wanted to say I took the liberty of recording our conversation. I was hoping it went well, and I feel it did. That's why I recorded it, to use it for a future podcast. For example, if we ended up working together in this strictly, capital words, professional situation, I thought it would be good or funny material to play back at a later date and with your approval. So I need your permission to keep it. If you say no, I will delete it. But professionally, I want everything on the up and up. I hope you don't feel weird about it. The reason I didn't say anything, I wanted an honest conversation for the listeners. We did a good job. On no specifics, I will delete the city and area that we mentioned. Also, do you think it would be beneficial to advertise on that independent paper that you work at? Thanks, Brian. And she responded back, Brian, I absolutely appreciate so much that you told me you recorded our convo and are asking about using it. Please feel free! I think it's great that I spoke about wanting to make sure my personal finances and living situation are in order prior to taking on an unpaid opportunity. There's probably a lot of folks out there not meeting their basic needs thinking that something could be their big break and then putting themselves in undue stress or danger. Additionally, I've had folks record me in the past saying and doing things that I maybe wasn't comfortable with, but people do what they are going to do regardless. Hence my skepticism in wanting to make sure we are on the same page as far as professionalism goes. I am flattered that you feel the brief conversation that we had warranted recording and keeping. I hope it is something that is usable at some point, and I hope it's something beneficial in general. Thanks again, Brian. Looking forward to talking again in 6 to 8 weeks. So there we go. I think I'm doing a good job at calming her nerves and letting her know that this is strictly a professional thing and that I want this to be professional. I have no designs on her romantically or nothing. Like Confucius say, thou shalt not shit where thou eateth. Because if you do that, and if she ends up being the co-host, it just fucks things up. Look at Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. And broke up Fleetwood Mac. No, I'm not doing that. I know that's a far reach of a comparison, but you get the point. So, again, Lauren, thanks for the conversation, and I will be in touch soon. Okay, we're going to be having another conversation with a possible future co-host, and I thought it would be interesting to record this to see if this can be used for later date stuff. So, we're going to be talking to a guy named Sterling, and we'll get his permission afterwards to keep this. If he says no, then I will delete it. I'm not saying I guess. It's professionalism. I will delete it. I will not use it. So, if you're listening to it today, Sterling gave me his permission. And we'll see how the conversation goes. And here we go. Speakerphone. Making a phone call. Hopefully you can hear that.
Hello.
Hello, is this Sterling?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Brian.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. So, yes.
This kind of really, really caught my attention for some reason.
Well, awesome. That was the whole point.
Did you get any responses or so?
You are the second one. I have received a lot of one-word questions via text or emails, like, where are you at? How long you been doing it? I'm like...
looking for a resume from you. Holy shit.
Yeah. So, I did receive a really nice letter from a girl who I just got done talking to. I told her, I said, you know, she's not going to be available for a while. And I said, well, I'm still doing the podcast and I'm still going to take interviews or whatever the hell we're going to call this and see where it goes. So tell me a little bit about yourself there, Sterling.
Well, I'm about 46. Been married for 14-15 years, same woman, just pretty blah life, but I have a lot of energy, so I'm always inquisitive on just different stuff, and pretty much everything that you, like UFOs and just different stuff like that. You know, I've always been one of those conspiracist kind of mentality, question everything, so when you said skeptic, I was like, well, I can bring something to the table on that, because I have a lot of doubts about a lot of different stuff.
Right. Cool. So,
pro wrestling, that one kind of struck a chord with me, so.
Are you a wrestling fan?
I don't really watch any of the new stuff.
Are you an old school wrestling fan, or new? Or you like the new stuff?
Old school.
Old school. Hulk Hogan?
Old school. Flair, Four Horsemen.
There you go. I am, I watch the new stuff. I'm getting into Ring of Honor and New Japan, because WWE's, you know, really kind of PG. Ring of Honor is really good. I don't know if you've watched NXT, but NXT it's really geared towards the wrestling fan. It's more of an old school type wrestling show, and it's really entertaining. So yeah, that's cool. So what interests you in the podcast? You just saw the ad. I mean, how are you scoping? Do you have any experience in, like, radio or anything like that?
No, nothing at all.
Really?
Zero.
Well, cool. And that's kind of like where I'm at. I was zero. I have recorded 14 episodes. Actually, I'm working on 14 right now. And I just kind of jumped in. I bought some equipment, and I got things going, and... I've recorded 13 episodes, and I'm just kind of like thinking I need something to kind of progress it, maybe move to the next level, someone to kind of talk to kind of bounce off of, maybe have fun with, make it more fun, because it seems like, not that there's anything wrong with my podcast, it's just kind of a one-sided conversation, and I want to kind of bring more depth, maybe more dimension to it, you know? Where do you live at? In the Quad Cities?
Clinton. It's a little distance away from Clinton. About 24 miles away.
I know where you're at. I'm in Davenport. Now I'm possibly going to be looking to record maybe once a week or twice a week. If we do twice a week, we could do two episodes in one day, and then that way we only have to come, you know, only have to do it twice a month. It would be maybe a lot easier for the drive. Is the drive okay for you?
For the most part, my beater car would probably make it.
Okay.
I have a 2002 Ford Escape, so it's seen better days.
Right. Okay. Now, like I was kind of saying in the ad, right now there is no pay because...
Right, I understand that.
Right, because like I was telling the last person I was talking to, I'm like, you know, I'm buying the equipment, I'm moving to a home here in a couple weeks, and I'm going to be building a studio, and I want more structure, and there's a lot of investment in that. And what I'm basically looking for someone is to come in and help me create this and take it to the next level, creativity-wise, you know. And hopefully, eventually, we can build it up and get more listeners. And if we have more listeners, that's going to allow us to maybe sell advertising space, which in turn will allow us to make money. So that's what...
I understand, and I've kind of looked into different stuff. I've wanted to do, like, a YouTube channel, but nothing has really set as far as undetermined stuff, you know? It's just like an afterthought, kind of, well, this would be cool to do one with somebody else, you know?
Exactly. And that's
your yin yang kind of brought it to my attention, you know. It's just, I want somebody that's going to compliment me too.
Exactly, you know.
It's not always about the one person, it's about a team effort. And I don't know, everything you said just kind of, I was like, why not? I'll just see what it's all about, I guess, and talk to you, and that makes a big difference too.
And that's how it works. I mean, you just kind of got to take a little action and try to get out of the mundane, you know. I'm trying to create something here, trying to do something that's fun. I work a lot, and it's like, oh, my God, you get stuck in that rut. And it's just like...
I hear you.
You know, so...
I definitely hear that.
Yeah. So, you know, trying to find somebody... It's like, God, how do you find a... It's like finding a friend, you know. How do you... How do you find a co-host, you know? So it's like, well, you know what? I'm just going to put the ad out there and see what fish I snag or whatever and just go from there.
Right.
I'm just kind of playing it by ear. And I think, you know, I'll talk to people on the phone, and if there's some kind of a connection there, maybe eventually bring them in and we'll try recording one and see how it goes, you know.
Right.
Basically, the podcast is kind of... shoot from the hip. I mean, it's not too structured. I mean, I basically what I do is I write down a bunch of topics that I'm interested in. I just kind of list the topics, and I just kind of just go down the list and have a conversation, you know, a one-sided conversation. But I thought,
right,
if I could have a two-sided conversation, then it might bring things up, create a little more drama sometimes, but, you know, always... remembering that this is a podcast, never take anything personal, you know.
Right.
It's just we're coming in here and we're expressing our views, but we're going to keep it light. We're not going to talk about politics. We're not going to talk about religion. We're not going to talk about sexual orientation, because I don't give a shit about that. I want people to be able to tune in and just escape from life, because right now with politics and everything, it's just a fucking nightmare, and people need to laugh and get away from that shit.
I hear you.
Exactly.
Yep.
And right now, like I said, I'm in the process of moving, so I'm in the preliminary stages of meeting somebody, and I'm moving at the middle of next month, so I'm going to be setting up the studio and stuff like that. So this is something that's going to take place in a few weeks. So what I'd like to do is, if you're still interested, I could call you once I get moved and get set up, and see if you want to come down and try recording something and just see what happens. And if there's any...
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and if we have some chemistry, or if it's a complete clusterfuck, we'll just say, you know what, hey,
right,
man, I appreciate you coming down. You want to have a beer before you go home or something?
Yep, that sounds good.
Cool.
There we go.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is my ad runs for 30 days. I'm not moving until the 15th, and by the time I get everything set up, I'm figuring probably, you know, the middle of July, maybe closer to August. You know, we'll come down and get together. I don't know how many more people are going to respond, but I figure,
right,
I want to give everybody a chance. I want to have everybody record one with me and just see how it goes.
All right.
And the one that I had the connection with, and if you feel that you had a connection with me, because it's got to be a 50-50. If I felt a connection and you're like, no, this guy's a fucking douchebag, I ain't working with him, then, you know. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
And,
yeah,
you know.
I have a lot of photography background, and I do, like, different videos and stuff, but I can't stand my own voice to edit my own voice or my own pictures. That's my downfall. I mean, I'm boisterous and I pretty much get along with everybody, but when it comes to like the video channel, that was always my downfall. I couldn't edit my own stuff because I just don't feel comfortable with my own voice, listening to my own voice.
Right.
Where when I seen your ad, I was thinking to myself, well, if I'm not editing it, it wouldn't be that big of a deal for me.
Right. Well, cool.
A lot of it's for sound quality, I'm sure.
Now, do you have any experience with recordings and stuff like that?
What's that?
I'm sorry, go ahead. I cut you off. What did you say?
Just the video, video editing and stuff. My voice, I just can't stand my own voice.
Okay, so
I don't know what it is.
But you have some experience in editing, so maybe we could even do a YouTube channel and record our podcasting, because that's becoming popular, and there's also the opportunity to build that and get advertising dollars there too.
Right.
So do you have experience?
And there's different. I've been looking at everything kind of to see what's out there, and there's all kinds of different options too. So I like your kind of thought of expansion, just not just a podcast.
Exactly, and I have a website address, but I don't have any website building experience. So, how you are technologically? Do you have experience on editing video and stuff like that?
No, I know a couple people that can though.
Really? So if we can find someone that can maybe help us do stupid little videos or something like that. I mean, are you like me and just have a face for radio?
Pretty much that, yeah. I'm limited on my technology. I just bought a smartphone, a newer one. I had a really old one, and some of these new ones are just insane what you can do on them.
Oh, I know. You can make a movie on them. It's nuts.
I know. It's insane.
I know.
I'm not sure exactly how old you are, but the day of telephones, I don't think we would have ever aspired to think about it.
Well, compared to you, I'm an old man. I'm going to be 50. I'm going to be.
And it's like new stuff to me too. So.
Well, I'm going to be 55 this year.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
So you're that 10 years ahead of me kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
But I don't act or look 55. My daughter calls it arrested development because I'm very geeky and very open, and people talk to me and see me, and I was driving Uber for a while and they're like, "How old are you?" I'm like, 54. They're like, "Get the fuck out of here, you're 54. No way, let me see your ID right now." I'm like, seriously, because I look 40, 45. I just take care of myself.
Right.
I don't smoke, drink, do drugs. I don't abuse anything. I try to eat healthy and stuff.
Right.
And I try to keep a young mind, and I'm a single father, and I raised a 17-year-old daughter. So what I'd like to do, Sterling, is I'm going to keep your number, and I'm going to contact you in a few weeks and let you stew on this to see if you're still up for it after I get moved and stuff. And if you're still wanting to...
Send me a link if you can to where your podcast is. I'd really like to just kind of get a basis for you.
Yeah.
Other than just talking to you.
You know what? That's a great idea. And
what the podcasts are about.
Yeah. And what I'll do, I'll send it to you. And I will warn you, the first ones are pretty bad. But,
hey.
I said, it's a process. I'm growing.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yep. I understand that. Like I said, I'm a photographer, and you're always going to be expanding no matter how you look at it, whether it's an error or a wonderful invention or something, It just takes time.
Correct.
Nothing's ever perfect the first time either.
Cool. Yeah, so what I'll do is when we get done with the conversation, I am going to send you a link on the text you just sent me at this number. I presume this is your number.
Yep.
And Just so you know, I'm recording this, and I'm just doing it because I don't want you to think what a sneaky bastard. But I'm doing it I'm doing it for the purposes of podcasting later, so that way if it's kind of material, if you end up being a co-host, we can look back at this and say, "Hey, man, this is our first time meeting," and we can play it or something. You know, so you don't mind me recording this, do you?
No, I do not.
Yeah, and I try to keep the interview, you know, straight, no personal information. That way, no one knows where you live and all that shit. And if it slipped out, I would have edited it out. But we've kept it pretty straightforward. Sweet. So I will send you a link.
Brian.
Yep.
And good luck moving. I moved like 4 years ago from a four room duplex down to a mobile home.
Yeah.
It was insane, the crap that I had to get rid of.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Headache than I did.
I hired a mover. I don't move shit anymore, studio? Dude. Huh?
Plus you're building a studio, kind of. So
yeah.
I give you props for doing that.
Yeah, well, like I said, because I just, you know, I'm getting to the age where, you know, I work so much and I'm not enjoying life, and I'm really starting to enjoy the podcasting, but I really would like to take it to the different next level. And if you become the co-host, and I'm recording this right now, so it's audio evidence, if we start getting listeners and we start selling advertising and we start making money, and you're 50% responsible for the success of that, you're going to reap 50% of the profits left over, because, you know, podcasting does cost money, you know recording, storaging it.
I understand the business end of it. Cause I got a couple of different businesses going. I invented a dice game, and I've been trying to get the wheels off on that too. So it's like, I understand the 50%, because me and another guy created it. So, and we got a written contract stating 50%.
Exactly. And that's what it'll be. It'll be written 50%. And any IP or intellectual properties that we create will always become the property of the podcast. So neither one of us can, it stays with the podcast. And everything will be drawn up contractually, you know, that this is what it is. And as long as you're pitching in 50% of the help, you'll get 50% of the, I'm thinking 50% of profits. I don't know. Because we'll take out the cost and everything, and then we'll.
Expenses that you gotta consider first.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Yeah, we gotta take out the operating cost. Exactly.
I'm looking into a lot of the business end of when you're partnering up with a person. So.
Yeah.
I totally understand where you're coming from.
Exactly, and I want to be 100% fair, but I don't want to get screwed in the deal either. You know, everything's.
No.
Yeah.
You are first and foremost, because you're the inventor of it, basically.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, and maybe we'll figure it out, but I'll always be 51%, and maybe my co-host be 49%. Everything that's created stays with the podcast, kind of thing, and any advertising dollars that are created on the episodes that you're involved in, after operating costs, we split. Which, okay. I think that sounds fair.
I look forward to sitting down with you and kind of getting it going.
All right, man, I will send you a link, and I will be in touch with you probably anywhere between the middle of July, early August, because I'm, like I said, moving, getting things set up, getting the studio set up. I want to get another microphone. I want to make it more structured, and then we'll just see if you're still on the same page. And once you listen to the podcast, please give me your honest opinion, and let me know.
Not a problem there.
And let me know what you think, and if you still want to do it. Cool.
Okay. All right,
man. Thanks for.
Foundation going anyway.
What's that?
Sounds like we've got a good foundation going.
Sounds like we're on the right page, so we're moving forward. So like I said, my ad runs for 30 days. I think I posted it about 5 days ago, so it's got like 25 days. I'm still going to take interviews, still going to, you know, possibly have a phase where I'm doing co-hosting shots and bringing everybody in. And just we'll record one, and we'll post that one. It'll be for free because there's no advertising dollars yet. But we'll post that one and see how it goes and what kind of response we get. And if we both agree that, hey, man, there's something here, then we'll move forward.
Right. Okay. Sounds great, Brian.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. And I will send you that link as soon as I get done talking to you.
Looking forward to it.
And don't be afraid to subscribe to my podcast and listen to it, even if you don't like it. I need the listeners.
That's right,
man. All right, man.
All right.
All right, I'll be in touch, man. You take care.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so that was Sterling, and that's what I should have... Yeah, that's... got his permission, so we have it there. We can broadcast this interview with no problems. And we're just going to keep... We got the ad up for 30 days, so we're just going to keep interviewing people, and we'll just keep moving forward. My daughter is listening pensively over here to my podcast, wondering what the fuck. And she's getting ready for work, and I got to take her to work in about 30 minutes. And then I'm going to come back here and chill out for a little bit and maybe post this podcast if I'm happy with the way it turned out. So that is my life right now. Now, since it is a podcast, Life from Earth podcast, and we've always made it about, we've always mentioned about Kevin Smith, so we always end it on a Kevin Smith situation, news, something. So let's see what Kevin Smith's up to today. We always do a section called, What's Up, Kevin Smith? And the reason we do that is because Kevin is the one that inspired me to start this podcast. He inspires me to keep doing this podcast. And so if you've listened to all 13 episodes, 14 now, if you've made it through this one, we talked about how our goal, the secret, because we're putting things into action. We're doing the podcast, and I've met Kevin Smith. And I should have... I don't want to talk about it. We talked about it before. I should have mentioned the podcast. I should have got my phone out and had him record something on the phone like, you're listening to the Live from Earth podcast. He probably would have done that. But I'm an idiot and didn't think of that shit because I am slow-witted sometimes. So, at the end of every episode, we talk about what's up with Kevin Smith. By putting that energy out there, eventually we're going to have Kevin Smith on this podcast for an in-depth interview, and we're going to talk about everything. The meetings, getting him on here, you know, how everything, blah, 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 this, blah, blah, that. So, I know you hate that. I don't know how to change it. I got the popping device on here in front of the microphone. Holy shit. Kevin Smith nearly cried buying jeans after 43-pound weight. Look how skinny that motherfucker is. He almost looks anorexic. Jesus. All right, Kevin Smith. Nice yellow tennis shoes. So what's up with you this week? Kevin Smith was almost brought to tears during a recent shopping trip. He visited the Destination X, which I don't know what that is. All right. Kevin Smith nearly cried buying jeans after a 43-pound weight loss. This is take four. This is starting to piss me off. Why is recording dropping out? I'll keep talking. Kevin Smith was almost brought to tears during a recent shopping trip where he visited the Destination XL. It's a place he'd been going to for over a decade. He says, since I've lost weight, I was looking to get some new jeans, but I was shocked and delighted to hear, hey, we're a specialty store. We don't carry jeans that small. He says he nearly cried. After suffering a massive heart attack in February, Smith, 47, adopted a healthier lifestyle, losing a total of 43 pounds as of last week. His goal is to drop 50 pounds. I've lost so much weight to buy jeans at a big and tall store. Let's face it, that was never my issue, the filmmaker wrote. This Weight Watchers ambassador was so happy he bought a few suits. Suits? Is that what it says? A few suit jackets to celebrate feeling bitter, not feeling, I can't read today. Let's try it again. I'm feeling fitter, not bitter. Smith's daughter, I can't talk either. Smith's daughter, Harley Quinn Smith, told us this spring that her father now is a vegan and is the healthiest he's ever been, which I find interesting because he hates vegetables, so I wonder how that's working out. But good for you, Kevin. Holy shit, look how fucking thin you are, dude. 43 pounds. Awesome, keep it up. That's going to wrap up this podcast, episode 14. What should we call it? What should we call this podcast?
Is this still recording?
Yeah. Need a title.
I don't even know what
the Talked about the big move, talked about the co-host, talked about Kevin Smith getting skinny.
That's it?
Yeah, so what? Need a title.
I don't know.
Oh, you're no help.
I'm not a professional with this.
Oh,
I'm not creative.
You know what? We'll just call it the big move because we're moving and we're moving this podcast up. We're gonna maybe getting a co-host. This podcast, episode 14, is called The Big Move. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening, and we will be back. Remember, you can reach me at livefromearthpodcast@gmail.com, and don't be an asshole out there. Have a good life and be good to people. Ciao. Till next time. Bye.